This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, some of the smaller cases gotten even crazier. I'm going to get into it some at the start of the next segment. We had a big article out yesterday morning about the fact that the chief Cook County prosecutor said she recused herself but never did. We went and looked up the state law and that she didn't. Well, now it's in town hall, it's everywhere that, holy cow, Kim Fox's office admits she never actually recused herself from Smollett case. She used the term colloquially. Wow, these people are out of control. Smollett lawyer, alleged Nigerian attackers could have worn whiteface. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Stuff's getting crazy. I'm going to get to all the callers before I punch out and have Matt Bracken take over. Trump rally tonight in Grand Rapids. That's Steve. Been holding a long time. And we've got some others here. But Brad in Texas, he wanted to comment on what happened at Lucy's Fried Chicken Saturday night. Go ahead.
Yes, I did. I heard you tell the story about that. I live here in Austin. I got a word of warning for all the InfoWars listeners, but especially the Austin residents. That's happened to me. A little different flavor of it. I have been heavily involved in rock and roll in the last 20 years, especially metal and punk, playing in bands, writing articles, being active, right? And I've noticed this thing over the years. You're, you know, one of the shows on 6th Street, 1,000 people are in there, right? 600 of the people just want to get drunk and have a good time. 20% of the people, they are like the mega fans of the band and have all the shirts and everything. Then you got this other 20%. You remember Free Mumia and Liberate Tibet and all that? Those people, okay? So what they do is you got a band like Slayer. They play. It gets rough up in the front. Pit gets going. And it's an unwritten rule. If you don't want to get hit, get in the back and hang out. If you want to get rowdy, get up front. But you got these little leftist weirdos that I'm standing there watching the band. They knock into you. You tell them, hey, man, I'm not in the pit. Watch out. They do it again. I'm not in the pit. Don't knock into me. They do it a third time. You clean the clock. Then they go run and get security, and you're the bad guy. Doesn't that sound familiar, Alex?
Their whole religion is about setting people up and manipulating something. They love the power. Oh, yeah, three times, come to my table. We're going to get you. We're going to destroy you. Eat you. Eat this. Do that. Then they're waiting for me, and when I say, finally, okay, let's go, they edit the tape that I'm the bad guy. It's like, what I'm saying is they're like all Jesse Smollett. They're like all Blasey Ford. As a culture, leftist stage stuff.
You had a caller in a previous hour said it best. He said that they want democracy, but they want their democracy, not yours. This is bigger politics. They want rock and roll, but they want their rock and roll, not yours. It seems that the common denominator about being one of these socialist people is being inconsiderate for others and psychotically selfish.
Exactly. Immature, selfish, and all the studies show it. Great call. Brian, you're absolutely right. What's going to happen as they lose their power and as people don't bow to them? I mean, at some point they're going to have to realize that they're not running the show and back down. I wonder what's going to happen. All right, we've got three more callers that I will get to. I'm sorry for all the others, but when you got 20-something phone lines, it's a catch-22. You're able to get on because we have all these phone lines, but it's hard to get to everybody. But I've been pretty good. I probably have taken like 20 calls today. So we've got Steve and Anthony and Jared, and then I'm going to get to the Islamic pirates doing a fake distress signal, taking over a major ship, and then the leftist media is defending them, defending pirates now. It never ends. That is coming up next segment. And as I mentioned, tomorrow's news today. There's a stack here I had, and I can't find it now. We'll try to find it during the break. Yesterday morning, Scott, one of the producers, comes up and says, I've checked the state law, I've checked your statements, I've checked it. The fact that it's on her letterhead, the fact that she did the dropping of the case, she never recused herself. It's a fraud. And I said, well, go tell the Reuters, write a story. Well, we broke it. Smollett prosecutor lied over recusal, continued to work hoax case. Now it's all over Fox News, Town Hall, holy cow, Kim Fox's office admits she never actually recused herself. The Smollett case used term colloquially. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Last night, a little dancer, she came a-dancing to my door. Last night, the little angel, she came pumping on my floor. She said, come on, baby, you got a license for love. And if it expires,
rain hell from my mom!
We go in a midnight hour.
With a rebel yell.
With a rebel yell. She bought
I went to a Billy Idol concert when I was like 10. One of the first concerts I went to. And when I was like 14, 15. Back then, he was like number one. I could always take those high school girls. I hear they were going to see Billy Idol. My mama would buy me a ticket. Back in the old days, at Sears. She'd drive in her little Volkswagen Bug up to the mall, get me those tickets. My mom was so cool about that. And I got to like sit there and be like a little mascot with the high school cheerleaders. And then I saw him with my wife a few years ago here in Austin. He was like animatronic. It sounded like the record in person. And I was like, wow, it's crazy. That's enough. Having some flashbacks, I want to just say we should all celebrate the nationalism's exploding and the humanity standing up to the left and that some good things are happening. I just really, it's been impressed upon me in my research, in my gut level, my spirit, that we should all just be a little bit satisfied. We're still in one hell of a fight. I want to commend this crew. I get so serious. I get so angry at myself that we're not doing enough. I constantly feel like I'm not fighting hard enough, and it's just been impressed upon me at a gut level, in my spirit, that we need to realize that we're doing as good as we can and God's going to carry it the rest of the way. And I really mean that. And I'm very thankful to all the listeners. I'm very thankful to all the affiliates. I'm very thankful to all of you throughout the years and your prayers and everything else, because we've really, all of us, come a long way together, and it's really a beautiful thing. So I just want to salute you all and thank you all, including the crew and just everybody. We need to focus on being more positive and savor the victories we've had. You know, I get we all want to fight hard and we're always focused, but we need to also take some time to lick our wounds and savor the fact that God's already taken us this far. Because let me tell you, we've torn the living hell out of the globalists. I mean, they are burning up and blowing up and not happy right now. So instead of getting mad about all the stuff they do to us, let's realize we gave them a lot better than they gave us. While they're squatting over and killing these babies and everything, God's coming for their ass. All God wants is for us to do the right thing. He'll do the rest. All right, Anthony, Jared, and Steve, who's been holding the longest here. Steve in Michigan, thanks for holding. We'll have our crew tonight with live coverage at InfoWars.com of what's supposedly going to be a wild rally. Reportedly, 45 is going to be guns a-blazing.
Yes, he's going to be there at 7 o'clock tonight. I was wondering if any of you guys were going to be out there today.
Caitlin Bennett and others are going to be there on the spot.
Wonderful. And I already heard they got a baby Trump balloon out there. So.
Oh, I know. The media will all focus. Well, you know, that baby sure kicked the globalist butt. That baby sure ended a bunch of wars. That baby sure turned a lot of crap around. That baby sure beat their coup.
Yes, it did. I'll have my InfoWars in your face shirt on tonight, too. So maybe I'll see somebody out there.
You damn well right you will. That's why wearing those colors proud and loud, especially at Trump rallies, is good. I would not advise wearing one in a blue state area. You'll get hit in the head with a bike lock. That's why I say wear a Milan Lobby, wear a NewsWars. Wear one of those shirts just to meet like-minded people. But, yeah, Trump rallies, wear those InfoWars shirts.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
Hey, Steve, by the way, you're awesome. Shoot some video, email it to us, we'll play it. You're awesome. All of you are reporters, every one of you. I'm a reporter, you're a reporter. We're all in this together. Doesn't matter if you got black skin, white skin, red skin, pink skin. You love freedom, baby. You got red blood. We're brothers and sisters. Let me tell you something. Metaphysically, we've turned the corner. A lot of big fights coming up, and I'm telling you, I can smell victory, folks. You can smell it. Anthony in Maryland, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
God bless you, Alex. You're changing hearts and minds all over the country.
We're doing it together, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. I wanted to ask you about this Smollett case. I was watching Fox and Friends this morning, and some Judge Knapp was saying that no matter what Trump is tweeting about and everything, they're not going to be able to charge him with a crime because of the legal mechanism they use to wipe that slate clean. So I wanted to hear your take on that, see if you think they're going to be able to get him. Maybe they'll just get him on this mail fraud stuff and not the fake hate crime.
I was about to say, Judge Knapp's a smart guy. And since, they've executed the fact that since that office, empowered by the state through the county, says that he's had his record expunged and it's over, there's no such thing as double jeopardy, except there's other crimes of conspiracy if he was in communication with her, which we know he was. So Kim Fox and this other lawyer and the Democrats, he won't be charged for this, for staging the hate crime, the false flag, the inside job, but he can be charged for the conspiracy to manipulate justice, to obstruct justice, to suborn perjury, to corrupt public officials. I mean, there's so many crimes. And you're right. The Deus Ex, or the Millennium Falcon coming in right when Luke Skywalker's about to get it, is the feds and Trump. They know Obama's involved. So this is perfect for Trump because it's going to lead right back to Obama. And Trump is not somebody that plays games or makes deals once they've engaged in treason. He already gave them a chance to make deals the last 2.5 years. They didn't. So you watch Smollett. Smollett better tell everybody he doesn't want to commit suicide. Smollett better understand. I think there's a good chance that the deep state's going to kill Smollett because it leads right back to Obama.
Alex, I grew up in Chicago. I've seen how these people act. It wouldn't surprise me. He washed up in Lake Michigan or something.
Oh, absolutely. I think drug overdose, shot in the back of the head. And again, the media will say, I'm saying that. No. I want Smollett to be very, very safe. And I'm telling you, he's a dead man walking as far as I'm concerned. He's too embarrassing. He did this for Obama. He did this for the people at Fox. And that's the side of this entertainment, two different companies now. And it's on, man. It's on. Thank you so much. It's like at the end of Wag the Dog. It's based on three different true stories composited. Kind of like the Patriots, a true story, but it's three stories composited. Three different men into one person. Swamp Fox was real. Two other Patriots were real. They made him into the Patriot. One guy really lost his son, really did take out that similar colonel. I mean, it's all a true story. The point I'm getting at is that they're not going to let him just run around now that this has been exposed. And the fact that Disney-owned Fox is involved. So he's told them, I'm going to go public if you don't let me off. They said, okay, we're letting you off, and they're going to kill him. I think Jussie Smollett is deader than a doornail. Feel sorry for him. What an idiot. Jared in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, my friend.
Just wondering, what do you think about if anybody's ever going to get prosecuted? Hillary, Clinton, so on and
so forth?
That's a great question. I almost started the show today saying, okay, I got to eat crow. Some of what Q has said has come true. Mueller ended up doing the right thing. Trump is getting a bunch of prosecutions ready for real, and has said he is. Oh, yeah, it's all coming now. I mean, but it's because of the action of the people and everything else. But I have to, you know, give credit. Q's a bunch of different people, and it got all political, and disinfo got into it. But early on, Q was good. Later, it became disinfo. But so far, this is a big prophecy of Q coming true.
Yeah, but besides Q, do you think anything...
Oh, no, no, Trump has said he wants prosecutions. I tell you what. Bracken, let's get Bracken's take on this. I'll do one more segment with Bracken, then he's got an interesting guest on the communist threat coming up, which I totally agree with. It's a total communist threat. But the globalists and the bankers in the U.S. and England set up the communists, and then now Russia has partially kicked them out, and we're the new commie command base. The EU's even worse. England's even worse, and we're trying to fix it. But he's got a guest coming up. But Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, terrorism expert, best-selling author, enemiesforeigndomestic.com, he's coming up. But I'm going to finish answering your question. Is anybody going to jail? Trump has signaled that. He has said that, and now he's got to execute because they're never going to stop coming. And then I'm going to play the clip of the pirates putting out a fake distress signal and then taking over the ship. Wait till you see the video on the other side.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A long time ago, and even now in my heart,
I'm gonna listen to some Keith Whitley driving on today.
You still won't hear my
voice. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here.
But darling,
Pat Bracken's about to take over, but there's so much happening, I wanted to hold over with him because he was stationed in the Middle East in Navy SEAL. He's written books about the pirates that are running around in the Mediterranean, and they're in the Arabian Sea, and they're in the Indian Ocean, and what they've been up to for over 1,500 years. That's why much of Asia is Muslim, like Indonesia and areas of the Philippines, because they actually done the genetic testing. You'll have Europeans from Spain's blood found in families in all over the Asia because their daughters were kidnapped over 1,000 years ago and put on slave ships and sold to the kings of the East. And Matt Bracken has written about that and the fact that that's coming back again in several of his books, one of which I've read. And now we have the headline, French drones patrol English Channel as migrant crisis escalates. Now the invasion ships are hitting Cornwall. Migrants hijack cargo ship that rescued them off the coast of Libya. The real headline is, Islamic pirates issue fake distress signal, hijack ship, and try to commandeer it to Europe, either Italy or Malta, thinking they'd just be let go. And I've watched multiple leftist newscasts. They act like they should. And now I guess that's where they're headed. We'll get Matt Bracken's take on this, but here's one of the European Union news agencies putting out a whitewash on this. I mean, this is serious crime. By the way, piracy is still a death penalty. Here it is.
Moving on to the Mediterranean now, where an incident is unfolding as 100 migrants believed to have hijacked a cargo ship are now trying to reach Malta. They were rescued by a cargo vessel off the coast of Libya, and now the 108 people on board were believed to have taken over the vessel after being told that they would not be allowed to enter into Malta. Now, it comes just a day after the European Union announced it would be downscaling rescue missions in the Mediterranean. Well, for more on this story, we're joined now here in the studio by Euronews' Alistair Sanford. Can you tell us exactly more about this story? I know for the moment the facts are not exactly very clear.
Let's hit pause.
A bit more.
And he goes through basically in defense of it. They admit they don't respond to the rescue calls because they stage them and then they rob you. And they want an EU Navy to stop Italy and others from turning the ships back off the coast of Libya and other areas, Tunisia. Matt Bracken, you've written about this extensively, predicting this. Now they're hitting England as well. This is just crazy. What's your take on it?
Well, so far, this is more just migration via violence, just ratcheting up the migration, not the type of piracy where they're going out and hijacking a ship at sea to take it back to their pirate lairs, which had happened in history and might happen again as Europe weakens.
But sure, it's pirates really hijacking ships as a ticket to go where they want.
Right, and the main thing to understand from this is that whether it's the Mexican border or the Mediterranean sort of border between Africa and Europe, those who are supporting open borders and the free flow, whether it's George Soros and his open society or the EU, which these are all communists. They don't call themselves that anymore. But if you go back all the way through the 20th century, we used to call it the free world versus the communist world. But really, it's morphed and gone underground, and it's the supporters of sovereign nation states, where the individuals who make up that nation determine their
destiny.
Sure,
and it was always rich people over communism. It's a way to enslave them. We think of communism, what, free stuff for poor people? No. It's about a system of authoritarian control and breaking down existing nation states, bringing them down Cloward and Piven.
Yeah, going all the way back to Armand Hammer and other bankers that funded Lenin and Trotsky until they could get to the Soviet Union, to Russia, which was then the weakest vessel that they could kind of inject that communist virus into, knowing that, you know, if the Tsar is wiped out and communism comes to power in Russia as the Soviet Union, these bankers would be in on the ground floor of this great opportunity, you know, coming right up to the top. But, you know, today it's not Russia versus America so much as the globalists versus the nationalists. And I still have to put Putin, even though, yeah, Putin is a Russian nationalist, he's never quit on communism. And even if you see Putin with a cross around his neck, there's no contradiction. Because if I've been studying this book, which I'm going to have her on later in the hour, Diana West, it's her new book. Even James Comey is one of these guys. Diana West goes
well,
back
we know
into
that
the
Brennan
of
was
people.
A practicing communist and still is, but he was against Trump. So that's the big joke, is that it was Clinton and others that had the Russian connection. Trump had zero.
Right, but what shocked me was some of the people that are just being treated as like, oh, Christopher Steele, former MI6. He's a socialist going back to Cambridge, a communist.
So we'll call this the communist plot. Communists plotted to frame Trump for Russia connection. Well, I want to take one more call here because I want to get your take on this. Jared was asking, is Trump going to go hard? Is anyone going to go to jail? I don't want to bring the caller back up, but Trump is saying we're going to go after the deep state. We're going to release the FISA warrants. We're going to try to prosecute. And I think if Trump's smart, he'll follow through with this. And he says investigate Smollett as well. What do you think, Matt Bracken?
I think it's bound to happen. Right now, the according to Sundance, the conservative treehouse, the two factions are Lindsey Graham for a special counsel, which will probably, you know, not have any result through the 2020 election, versus Devin Nunes, who's saying we don't need a special counsel.
Grand juries.
We are going to do criminal referrals right now. We got the names. We got their perjuries. Justice Department, turn it loose. You know, and
we have to, because the Democrats are going to reorganize with some new overthrow. So here's the bottom line. It isn't business as usual. The Clintons and the Bushes sharing power. People are about to get in trouble, Jared. Well, what do you think about that?
Well, yeah. Well, how many years does it have to take for somebody to get in trouble? You got the Clintons for years breaking laws. Bush is breaking laws. 9/11. Nothing's ever happened. So when does it happen?
Well, it has to happen now. Let me tell you something. They tried to destroy Trump's life. They tried to destroy my life. They called me a Russian agent. They're breathing down my neck, and they're the ones that are guilty. So I say they need to get it. And I don't shoot my mouth off earlier. I don't want violence. I want a peaceful revolution. But if people are convicted of treason, I don't say this to act macho. I'm saying it because we need to go ahead and just say it. I don't want offensive violence. But when people are convicted, you know, I'm willing to not just call for it. I'm willing to pull the levers or kick the levers to hang them. I'm serious. I will. You know, no black mask for me, man. If you've been found guilty working with the Chi-Coms, trying to overthrow the country, trying to push pedophilia, you're found guilty of these treason charges, I will go up there and I will pull the lever myself. And I say that because I need to be on record saying to the globalists, the traitors, legally, judicially, lawfully, you want to kill children? You want to kill me? When you're found guilty and everything else, I am in the game. I want you dead. Get that through your damn head. I'm spiritually committed. You want to kill me? Here I am. I'm ready. And I metaphysically cross the line and say, you will be held accountable. You will go to prison. And some of you, I believe in the end, like Nuremberg, will hang until your neck, until you are dead. We'll be back. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions
and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, Matt Bracken here for the next half hour. And at quarter of the hour, I'm going to have a special guest calling in, Diana West, the amazing author of American Betrayal and now the new book, The Red Thread. And this is just what we've been talking about. There is currently a humongous battle going on below the surface level. Very few people talk about it in these terms. People are still acting like this deep state coup. It just happened. Like, how did these people come up with it? Who was behind it? What were their motives? Well, Diana West, in her book, she digs into the background of all of the players. And not surprisingly, all of the key players in this, including some real surprises like James Comey, they are progressives of the redistributionist, you know, use violence to create equality school. And just like what I was saying a little bit earlier with Putin wearing a cross, they don't see a conflict. Their twisted interpretation of Christianity is basically modern Marxism. You know, that Jesus was the first Marxist, and they're just bringing it up to the present day. In fact, James Comey, his entire life, going back to his university theses, right through maybe 2 or 3 years ago, his greatest influence, his greatest hero, is a so-called theologian of the 20th century named Reinhold Niebuhr. And in fact, his Twitter handle for years was undercover Reinhold Niebuhr. So Niebuhr is one of these. They didn't use the term liberation theology in the 40s and 50s, but that's what he was. He was preaching that we have to go soft on communism, that the communists are really just trying to get to Christianity's message a little bit more in a hurry. You know, those gulags, those death camps. Yeah, that communism is just Christianity in a big hurry, and you can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs. Well, in the book, The Red Thread, Diana West goes through all of it. It won't be a surprise to hear that, for example, Nellie Orr, Bruce Orr's wife, went to college in the 80s and then went to the Soviet Union when they still had political prisoners, you know, being tortured in psychiatric hospitals, injected with pain-causing, brain-destroying drugs. She was in the Soviet Union doing whitewash dissertation research on the collectivization of Soviet agriculture. You know, okay, they had to send a few million kulaks to Siberia where they're probably going to die. But what the heck? It was great for equality. You know, this is the kind of person who then becomes a CIA analyst, Nellie Orr, you know, working for open source contract employers, which means she's really CIA, but they never badged her, you know, so that she can have some a plausible deniability about actually being a CIA officer. But Nellie Orr is CIA. How does a person who is an apologist for Stalin, you know, who in her dissertation is quoting admiringly the authors of the books that she's reviewing and taking research from, agreeing with them that Stalin was necessary? I mean, you know, for equality, you have to maybe murder a few million people, I guess, is what her message is. She is now part of the State Department FBI pipeline for information. And it's no surprise. I wouldn't be shocked if she also knew Brennan. Like now they're saying, does Steele know Brennan? Christopher Steele, back in Cambridge in the 80s, another hardcore communist. But these guys, what they did as the Soviet Union collapsed, they went into stealth mode. The way I liken it is instead of a battleship, you know, flying the hammer and sickle up on the surface, they decided to turn submarine. So that it's the same communist threat, but now it's underwater. And Russia is only one link in this chain. Of course, it was a very important link during the 20th century, maybe less so now. But today, you know, what we see are the progeny of the communist subversion efforts in the United States. They're flourishing. They are all over the place. You look at people like John Kerry, you know, basically pro-communist, anti-American, if you study his writings and speeches from the 70s, really an America hater. His disciples, the people that he mentored, they're all throughout the Clinton and Obama administrations. That's why Diana West is calling this the red thread. It's really a red network. And these guys like, say, Strobe Talbot, who was a, you know, cooperating Soviet agent of influence, Strobe Talbot, Hillary Clinton, even when she was the head of the State Department, was asking Strobe Talbot for his suggestion for who to stock the State Department with. So it's not just a question of sending a dozen or 20, you know, coup plotters to prison. There are now hundreds, if not thousands, of the of the, you know, starting as interns and then postgraduate work guys, they come into the State Department. They come into the FBI. It's no surprise that the people that hate Trump so much have risen to the top, and the real root of their hatred is they're redistributionists. They look at our Constitution as a total impediment. In their writings, you know, Comey, the disciple of Reinhold Niebuhr, Comey is saying, you know, you can't, oh, you know, equality has to come as a higher value than what he calls due process. You need, you know, violent equality. You need to push it through, even if you have to do acts of evil. You have to, you know, you have to take this battle to the capitalist enemies by going outside of the system. They talked about this during their, especially in their younger years, before they went into government and then turned into stealth mode. This is where it's a shock to me to find out that people like William Comey are collectivists. They're redistributionists. That's why Comey's book was called A Higher Loyalty. You know, those of us that were in the military or law enforcement, we all took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. But Comey and his ilk, they consider their loyalty to be something higher than the United States Constitution. And that's this global, universal, egalitarian nightmare that they think only they are smart enough to push on to all of us. And, you know, I don't see how this is ever going to end peacefully, because even if Trump tries and wants to have these people charged and potentially arrested and jailed, for every one of that, every name that we've heard, they've all brought in dozens of their acolytes that are cut from the same, you know, socialist, communist, progressive, whatever you want to call it. Remember, communists are shapeshifters. They believe above all that the ends justify the means. Truth means nothing to these people. Power to the collective is all they care about. And if they have to say, oh, like in the book, in Red Thread, they say, even in the 30s, socialism is a bad word. We need to call it economic democracy or social democracy, that because we can sell it to the masses that way. Socialism has a bad connotation. Let's call it economic democracy. Nothing has changed. It's the same in academia, in the media, and in politics now. These groups have been stocked from top to bottom with these stealth communists. And it's going to take a hell of an effort to root them out, because every step that Trump and the Department of Justice under Barr hopefully takes against them, they have an entire network surrounding them to soften the blow, to turn away these indictments, you know, to do propaganda for them in the media. It's going to be extremely difficult. I mean, it's been going for so long, you know, with academia being stocked with the Frankfurt Columbia School communists, pushing these students through, encouraging them to go to the CIA, to the State Department, to the FBI. Their plan has worked. And when we come back, we'll be talking to Diana West about this entire red thread.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside, instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
Okay, the amazing Diana West is waiting on the line, but before we go to her, I want to mention that, look, if you like an alternative voice in media and not just, the corporate network mainstream stuff, if you want to keep this going, the way that it's basically self-funded, and that means the InfoWars store. So right now, you can get 50% off of everything, not including TurboForce and the protein bars, but everything else, 50% off. If you don't support InfoWars one way or the other, the show goes away. That's how it works. Now, before I get to Diana West, even before I read her book, which I read in one sitting, two sittings, last night and this morning, it's not long. It's only 100 pages, okay, the new book, but which is good because it's a fast read and it was faster to produce, which means a quicker turnaround cycle, faster in the in the OODA loop, quick to get out, 100-page book. When I was watching the deep state coup for the last 2 years, I thought, this didn't just happen. Imagine being, if you had never seen a football game and you go out and you watch the Super Bowl between the Eagles and the Patriots the year before last, and you see the Philly special. But you've never seen a football game before, and you see this amazing play, and the quarterback ends up catching a touchdown. And all the coaches and everybody tells you, there's no play. It just happened. It was just random. You know, they just ran around and that happened. If you didn't know anything about football, you might believe that, even though it's a crock, obviously. Well, to a trained eye, the deep state coup has been as obvious as the Philly special was a carefully, you know, planned play. The deep state coup was an active measure influence operation. This is classic influence operation, KGB style. Today it's FSB, but the main part of it is all being carried out now by the spawn of the 1930s through 50s communists that have now come through academia, influenced by all of those communists that never were thrown out during the, you know, during the 50s. They stayed in college, and they've been churning out, you know, little communists for generations now, up into to the point where they run the CIA and have run the FBI. Some of them are less stealthy than others. Brennan admitted he was had voted for Gus Hall in 76 when the gulags were full and people were being executed en masse in the 70s. And Comey, he went stealth, but he says his biggest influence was this so-called Christian pro-communist named Reinhold Niebuhr, to the point that that was his screen name. Anyway, we're seeing something play out now that is immense, and it is so far beyond the dozen or 20 names that people have heard of that it's almost impossible to comprehend. And Diana, are you there? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Yeah, your book was so amazing. Yeah, hello. Your book was amazing. It's all marked up already. You know, I've got it. I've just got it completely, you know, margined, footnoted. I recommend everybody read it, along with American Betrayal, and I'm sure that you're going to be attacked for it, just like you were for American Betrayal, because there are so many of these stealth moles, literally thousands of them, that when somebody tries to shine a light on this red net, the stealth moles are just acting like, you know, the Wicked Witch with water thrown on her.
Exactly, or worse. And I think that actually that the reason we're even seeing this is because of the Trump effect. I mean, these are the people who would have remained stealth and remained moling our institutions and departments and security services and all the rest of it had Donald Trump not come along and absolutely triggered them, because he is that counter-revolutionary figure. He came on the stage, our first counter-revolutionary president, who is also creating this firestorm by being the threat to this globalist system that has evolved going back to the end of World War II. I mean, this is the direction we've been moving ever since the end of World War II toward a globalist system. And we have to remember, when we're actually looking at 2019 events, we have to remember that the very beginning of this system, 1945, was actually this system looking at the World Bank, looking at the United Nations. These essential institutions of the global system were actually set in place by Soviet agents inside our government,
right.
Harry Dexter White
at
the Treasury Department,
yeah.
Alger Hiss at the State Department, Alger Hiss being the first UN Secretary General, and Harry Dexter White bringing the IMF and presiding over that at the very beginning. These were Soviet agents. This is not an accident, as you note, and we have to understand that what we're looking at today, this sort of Russian influence story, didn't start in 2016. We've got a century to look at, but certainly the post-war period is when it really takes shape and really takes over this effort to sort of wipe out the nation states of the world, including ours. And Donald Trump was that man who came on and said, we are restoring the nation state. And that's why you see all of the free fire and the explosions and volcanic eruptions going on.
Yeah, I was really amazed, especially about Comey. You know, people like Steele and Nellie Orr, it didn't surprise me as much. But Comey has been such a stealth redistributionist his entire life. I mean, he had the Reinhold Niebuhr Twitter handle and considers Reinhold Niebuhr the greatest influence on his life. Reinhold Niebuhr was an anti-communist. He said, we need to go easy on the communists. Comey even wrote a dissertation that compared Niebuhr to Jerry Falwell. And basically, Trump and Trump's family was in the Jerry Falwell, you know, Liberty University 700 Club, you know, the Norman Vincent Peale, real anti-communist Christians, along with, you know, Reverend Billy Graham and so on. And Reinhold Niebuhr, who is Comey's mentor and hero, was a person who, as a fake Christian, was apologizing for communists and saying they're just trying to get where Jesus wanted to go in a little different way.
That's exactly right. And I was fascinated to learn about that because I knew nothing about it. I knew nothing about Reinhold Niebuhr. I didn't know who he was except for that sort of catchphrase, liberal Protestant theologian. And I was quite shocked to find out how Marxist his ideas were. And indeed, what's really shocking is that the two books that Comey cited in 2018 when he was promoting his own memoir and being interviewed, the two most influential books that he cited by Niebuhr were written in 1933, 1940. And that was the period when Niebuhr himself was at his most militant. He was a member of the Socialist Party of the United States. He went on college campuses urging violence to change the social order. He was all about, you know, social ownership of property and violence to get to that wonderful revolutionary place is not a bad thing. I mean, this is how radical this man was when he was writing the books that, not just an academic, I mean, we know academics are far leftists. This is a man who goes to be the number two at the Justice Department. He was Deputy Attorney General in 2003 under the George W. Bush administration, right, under John Ashcroft, and then, of course, FBI Director. I mean, this is shocking stuff when you put it together, this ideology that is certainly anti-constitutional, if not anti-American, rising to actually being in charge of our justice and our federal police. I mean, this is terrifying stuff, but you're exactly right. He was a very stealthy person. He was discussed himself as having been an open communist as a student in college at William & Mary in the early 1980s when he found Reinhold Niebuhr, and he's still clinging to Niebuhr, as you've noted, to this day, and yet he's supposedly not a communist anymore, but he told New York Magazine in 2003 that he didn't really know what he was. But, of course, the world perceived him as some kind of plain vanilla, striped Republican, nonpartisan stealth person. Very stealthy.
Yeah, we just have a minute and a half. I can see the clock. You can't. But just a couple of clips from the book. It says, Comey writes, and this is writing about Niebuhr. Comey writes, the Christian in politics must be willing to transgress any purely Christian ethic. He must be willing to sin in the name of justice. And he writes, a certain political action may be evil, but not necessarily immoral, given the circumstances. So they're just moral. He's another moral relativist who believes the ends justify the means. Like Steele and Orr and the rest of them, you know, Stalin was necessary. It's just communism is just Christianity in a hurry with a little bit of violence. That's, you know, it might be regrettable, but it was necessary. And we have 40 seconds left if you want to close it out.
Yeah, well, I would just like to point out what you're saying shows the extent to which these people consider the American citizen to be so much fodder, to be so much just markers, you know, game pieces that they do what they will to further their ends, what they consider to be, quote, justice. It's a travesty that these people have gotten to where they've gotten, and perhaps now we do have a chance to see this investigation continue so we can find out really what the command and control is, because we don't even know who's behind
it. That's right. Okay, that's it. Thanks, everyone.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.